With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of Champion's Mine. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you unlock the thing about us and conquer whatever life throws at you. Today, we're tackling something big self-doubt, the sneaky little voice in your head whispering all the reasons why you can't or shouldn't do something. Ever feel like that? You know, that feeling when you're about to take a leap of faith, but suddenly you hear all these negative thoughts saying, no, not gonna work. Remember that time you tripped over air? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Self-doubt is a liar. A big, fat, hairy liar. And today, we're going to arm ourselves with the tools to shut it down and unleash our full potential. First things first, remember that self-doubt isn't always a bad thing. It can actually be a signal that you're stepping outside your comfort zone, which is where all the real growth happened. Think of it like this. When you're about to climb Mount Everest, those doubts are just the mountain talking, trying to scare you off. But hey, if you were aiming for a walk in the park, wouldn't that be a little boring? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer self-doubt and become a champion. 1. Acknowledge your doubts. Don't try to ignore them or pretend they don't exist. Instead, face them head on. Say out loud, hey, I'm feeling some self-doubt here. This simple act of recognition can already help diffuse their power. 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is there any real evidence to support these doubts? Are they based on facts or just fears? Often, our fears are much bigger than the actual reality. 3. Focus on your strengths. What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? When you focus on your strengths, you build confidence and remind yourself of your capabilities. Think about it like this: if you're a killer baker, don't spend all your time worrying about whether you can paint a masterpiece. Stick to what you're awesome at. 4. Celebrate small victories. Don't wait for the big wins to feel good about yourself. Celebrate every little step forward, no matter how small. Did you finally finish that project you've been procrastinating on? Awesome. Did you manage to say no when you really wanted to say yes? You go. 5. Surround yourself with positive people. You know those friends who always lift you up and believe in you, even when you don't believe in yourself. They're your gold mines. Spend time with people who inspire you and make you feel good about yourself. And vice versa, be that person for others, spread the positivity. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're trying out for the school basketball team. You've been practicing day and night, but deep down, you're riddled with self-doubt. What if I mess up? What if I'm not good enough? But then, you remember all those hours you poured into practice, those times your friends cheered you on, and that amazing feeling when you nailed a perfect shot. You step onto the court, take a deep breath, and let those doubts fade away. You play with confidence, knowing that you've put in the work and deserve to be there. And guess what? Even if you don't make the team, the experience itself is a victory. You faced your fear, stepped outside your comfort zone, and learned something valuable about yourself along the way. The key takeaway here, folks. Self-doubt is a part of life, but it doesn't have to control you. By acknowledging it, challenging it, focusing on your strengths, celebrating your wins, and surrounding yourself with positivity, you can overcome those doubts and become the champion you were always meant to be. Remember, life's not about being perfect, it's about showing up, putting in the work, and learning from every experience along the way. So go out there, crush your goals, and let that self-doubt know who's boss. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder of their own awesomeness. Until next time, keep chasing those dreams and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.